Telstra MobileNet Digital presents Martin Malloy with Mick Malloy and Tony Martin.
And today, don't say we never tackle the big ones. People, we've got the mail on Danny Minogue's dieting horror. Now, I know we don't need anything else. That'd be enough show right there, but just the icing on the cake. Mickey will tackle. He's promised to tackle the condom machines in schools debate once and for all. He's going to ask, can licensed tuck shops and blackjack tables be far behind? We'll lift the lid on the Martin Malloy hair replacement scheme on Radio Gladiators after Friday's debacle. It's Bring Out Your Dead, take two. Duet with Peter to enter its second exciting week. And with the nation looking to Melbourne for the big horse race, we've got Kennett for beginners. So stay tuned for that. Also joining us on the panel, well, we'll have Woman About Town. She's back. It's Judith Lucy. And it's all coming up on the program that stops a nation. Well, not this one, but I understand they're glued to their trannies in Cameroon. Martin Malloy. Sheryl Crow, all I want to do is have some fun. And welcome to another week of it, people. Another week of Martin Malloy with myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke here, a man whose 00055 line promising Melbourne Cup tips merely features his voice saying top hat and tails but with footy shorts over and over, Mick Malloy.
That's my style.
Okay.
Man on course.
Well, we'll get to that later. But hey, I mentioned the country Cameroon in the intro. Is that a country? Is that a...
Yes.
Is it a country?
Hang on, they've got their own soccer team. I'm suggesting they're a nation.
It's a nation, not a biscuit.
Yeah.
It sounds like a biscuit to me.
Does it have to be either or?
Is it? What about Monte Carlo?
That's a biscuit.
But, and a place.
Yes, it's a biscuit with a very low tax threshold.
Oh, okay.
I think you'll find.
And butternut snap, where's that in the atlas?
It's Monday and we're firing at all pistons.
It's Monday and already we're tackling the big ones. And let's not stop with the world of biscuits.
No. Oh, no.
Let's crack open the Martin Malloy Galaxy of Stars. And who's in the galaxy today? Well, it's none other than Danny Minogue, the Woman's Day Today, that magazine which is providing far too much material for this program for my liking.
I'll fight you for it. That's how our Monday begins.
Exactly. But listen to this. Danny's out of control diet. Friends and family are terrified that Danny Minogue, pop star and host of British TV's The Big Breakfast, is starving herself to death. Broken-hearted over the collapse of her fairy tale marriage to Julian McMahon and bitterly depressed because of her recording career being, basically down in the toilet, apparently. Danny is eating only one meal a day and often it's just a glass of water. Oh, Danny's mother has flown to the UK to try and talk her into eating something. Apparently she's got Danny in a high chair and is just doing the old, here comes the aeroplane trick with a spoon, but to no avail. Says one friend, if Danny has to go out and appear to be eating, she'll do the old bulimia trick. She has coffee for breakfast, coffee for dinner, and maybe a little something for lunch, but she's just as likely to bring that up afterwards. And I hear things are so bad that Bob Geldof has started a new appeal, Danny Aid, but his TV ads have been banned, the footage of a starving Danny proving too harrowing for prime time. But I must say, the Woman's Day have included a fantastic photo with their story. Have you seen it, Mickey? The caption says, Danny goes shopping, but there's no food in sight. And there's a shot of Danny with a supermarket trolley containing what to me looks like about 12 bottles of vodka. I think she's shopping for Oliver Reed. That's one meal a day for him, and like Danny, he usually brings it up afterwards. But Mickey, what do you make of it?
Well, let me get this straight. Danny's been vomiting a lot, is that it?
Yeah, that's the story.
Well, it's one of two things, really. Either she's got an eating disorder or she's still been spending too much time with Julian McMahon. I can't quite work it out.
Yeah.
Look, I don't see what all the fuss is about. Let me get this straight. She doesn't want to eat.
No.
And then when she finally does, she rushes off and has a Ralph.
That's right.
Can't we just put that down to British food? You know, if someone offered her something other than a sausage wrapped in a cocoon of batter or a pie covered in peas, she'd probably go the woof fest. Yeah. Mum's on the way, though. That's good. Mind you, after 24 hours on a plane, she'd be in no position to counsel her daughter about rushing off to the dunny to throw up what she's just eaten. She would have spent the whole flight annoying other passengers, wouldn't she? Hi, I'm Mrs. Minogue, and I'm visiting my daughter, Danny. And, well, if you won't be needing
eating it.
Do you think I could borrow your sick bag? What's she going to do when she gets there? She's going to be standing down the bottom of Danny's flat, just looking up at Danny, and she's going to be going,
Danny, it's your mum. Come out now. I have a ham sandwich. It hasn't been boiled. Come out now, and I'll take you to Sizzler. All you can eat. Keep your hands where we can see them. Uh-oh, everybody, run for your lives. She's got her fingers down her throat. She's gonna blow. Call an exorcist.
I mean, where does it end?
And it's good to see you using props on the show, Vicky.
Absolutely. I've got cymbals to my feet. I'll start clicking them in a minute. But I don't see. They're saying it's stress tone.
Yeah.
And it can't be because she's not working. As you said, she's got her own morning show. You know, on the first day of that show, the cast and crew were standing around going, We need a name. Danny, any ideas? And, well, Danny's just let fly with, well, what millions of British viewers have come to know and love as the Big Breakfast.
Well, another insider just briefly believes Danny is obsessed with imitating her sister, going blonde when Kylie went blonde, getting as thin as Kylie. Apparently she showed up at Nick Cave's place, completely nude and demanding he hit her in the head with a rock. But rumours of sibling rivalry may be laid to rest following the release of the Minogue sisters' new duet. Take a listen.
We'll be back with something, well, I always say this, but it never turns out to be true. Something more tasteful in just a moment on Martin Malloy.
The new Emirates.
I've forgotten.
On the new SAF.
Migo, quite possibly, but Mickey, I notice you're distracted today. What's on your mind?
Sorry, Tane, I'm a million miles away because I've been making some big decisions.
Yeah.
I suppose I can tell you now. I'm thinking of going back to school. No. Hear me out. I've been wrestling with this decision for some time, and I believe it's the right one.
Well, good on you, because, you know, I'm glad you understand the value of a good education. Mm. That's good to see.
Bugger that, Tane. I'm going back for the sex.
Oh, really?
Have you heard about this? Health experts are saying that condom vending machines should be installed in toilets at high schools because surveys show many students, anywhere up to 40% of, say, Year 11 students, are engaging in sex.
Is that right?
Yeah, how about that? How about that for some statistics? You know, Tone, in my day, when you whacked a few coins in a vending machine at school, you'd get yourself a packet of burger rings or a sesame bar. Nowadays, they're spitting out the hardware to go and squire a few classmates. In my day, you used to get beaten up for lunch money. Now they're coming at you for your franger money. What's all that about? Were you in trouble when you were at school, Tane?
Oh, well, a couple of incidents. Yeah. There was the, you know, the counterfeit wagon wheels we were baking in the... It was never proved.
Okay.
And
I'll go with you. But remember, when a teacher ordered you to pick up 20 pieces of litter, the grisliest find was usually a half-eaten Mars bar. Nowadays, you'll come across something that'll require years of counselling. They'll have to rope the area off.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Okay. Show's over, folks. Thank you very much. Could you move it along, please? Nobody touch it. We've called the bomb robot.
Oh, you're getting value for money out of this megaphone.
It's my new toy, Tone. It's going to be here all day. But I was thinking, imagine getting busted in class. Mm. What's that, Jenkins?
Nothing. Show me. Oh, condoms. Well, I certainly hope you've bought enough for everybody.
Can't quite see it myself. And what about the poor bugger who needs to be excused from class? Excuse me, sir. Can I go to the toilet, please? Sit down and wait till recess, you randy bastard.
Bring you to groove here on Martin Malloy, and what's coming up in the next hour of the program, folks? Well, firstly, Judith Lucy's going to be back. We haven't seen Judith for a while. What's she been up to?
Oh, well, I've got lots of questions for Judith.
Yeah,
I think she's got a few to answer, too.
I think so. She was on the Midday Show recently.
Well, there's one.
Well, there's half an hour of show right there. But also, we've got Duet with Pete entering its second week. And the first...
Are we forging on, are we?
It was mostly successful.
successful?
Not entirely successful, but we've got a fantastic selection of duets this week. Yeah. I believe today, I can't give too much away, but let's just say that, you've seen those Robert Palmer videos.
Look out.
Now, you just picture Robert Palmer in the suit in that video. Now, just think a bit harder and imagine it's Pete Smith, and that should give you an idea of what we're in for. Also, Radio Gladiator's coming up, and it's got a lot of explaining to do, that segment after Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll see what it's got. What do you think of the show? Does that sound like a good lineup for the rest of the program?
I think it'll be one of our best.
For God's sake, give us the... megaphone. We've had enough megaphone hijinks, I think, in the program already.
Jeez, you can get narky. We're just having some fun with a megaphone, and look, he turns all hoity-toity.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's see if we can do some good with this megaphone. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, remember that thing we did a few weeks ago, Windows 95? Windows down 95. That's right. We invited people stuck in traffic to turn down. Do you want to do a bit of that now?
Absolutely.
Now, this is really for anybody who's just stuck behind somebody who's, just a bit of an arsehole. Really, that's who it's for. So, tell you what you do is you wind down the windows of your car. Okay, if you're stuck in the traffic.
Do we have some winding down music?
No, we don't have winding down. This has got to be quiet. Okay, wind your windows down. Rainy, bit blowy in certain parts of the country, but it'll be worth it. Okay, now what you do is turn your volume right up now. Turn your volume up now, people. Here we go.
Attention, driver. Yes, you. Yes, don't look round, I'm undercover. Okay, pull over to the side of the road, driver, that's it, slowly. Okay, now, step out of the vehicle, driver, that's it. And could you take your pants off? Very slowly take those pants off. Hey, we're talking.
This is Peters, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
And today's challenge, it's Friday's challenge, people, because there was a bit of technical trouble. I don't know what was going on. I've heard various theories. Apparently some Pakistani cricketers played the technical department to, play badly.
The second bum crack theory. There's lots of them going around.
There's a lot of talk on
today's challenge is just to do Friday's Gladiators, basically, isn't it?
Exactly. Probably we should just move on and put it behind us. But now we've decided to linger at the scene of the accident. And if you weren't listening, it went great, by the way. But if you were listening, you know that what it is we want people to go out to the back shed and get the worst, most embarrassing, daggiest record in the collection and play a bit of it down the line to us. It's as simple as that.
It's all that's entailed.
And as always, I've been into the Martin Malloy crate and listened to what I've found. Just hit that button, Gracie, and it's this song here from way back. Oh, hello.
But there's no reply.
And it's kind of appropriate, really, isn't it, for the segment.
You didn't find that on my dashboard, did you, Tony?
Well, sounds like I did. That's City Boy, but I'm sure people at home can go way worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're not doing it for nothing. As you know, there's a Sony Discman hanging in the balance. It's brought to us by the great Australian taste. 4 and 20 pies, and as if that weren't enough.
The Discman can make anything sound good.
Yeah.
It could make that sound good. It's quadraphonically.
Let's hear a bit more, Grace, and see if he's right.
Well, it'd have a fair shot.
It's an interesting theory. But what about this? The winner goes into the draw for that Ford Festiva. Oh. And if you don't know what a Ford Festiva is, basically it's a car and a pretty darn good one.
It's a carriage. It's a chariot.
And it's brought to you by the Ford Australian Open, this big tennis match caper, which is coming up in, I think, January. Next year, Ford are bringing everybody out here. And it's going to be in Melbourne at the Tennis Centre.
At the Tennis Centre, which is a world-class venue, T-Mart. Did you know that it's the only world-class tennis venue that's got a roof that can just slide back. They can open it and they can close it. They can open it, then they can close it, depending on the weather, depending on how the guy playing with a button feels. You know how when people get in a car and you see, the electronic windows and you go, this will be fun. You sit there going, zzz, zzz, up, down, up. The guy on he's the same.
Yeah.
All day long. You don't know whether to watch the tennis or watch the roof. He's going over. He's pulling it back. Oh, here it comes again.
And what about on a day like today when in Melbourne it's just bucketing down? Does it fill up?
He'd have it wide open.
Can you go for a swim?
You can go for a swim. In fact, it was flooded, this world-class tennis centre.
actually flooded one year, and they were knee-deep. There was a guy doing belly flop on the tennis court. You may have seen the footage.
And everyone was just crowding into one of those Ford Festivas. And
you can
just
get me out of here.
Submarining out of there.
Absolutely.
But a world-class venue, a world-class car for a world-class competition. And it is Gladiators.
Okay, let's hope it gets rained out, because I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, call us now with your embarrassing records on 1-800-657-657.
This is Martin Malloy. Call me on the news.
That's Lisa Loeb asking, do you sleep here on Martin Malloy? Well, that's not the aim of this segment, but we'll see how it goes. It's Radio Gladiators, and today, with any luck, we're going to have the phones up and running, and we're going to be talking to people about the daggiest record in their collection. And first up, I believe it's Luke. Are you there, Lukester?
Yeah, I am.
Now, what are you sitting on, Luke?
Oh, the James Bond theme.
Oh, just the, is it one of the, is it the album that's got all of them on it?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a bit of that, okay.
Okay.
He's got a... Oh, that's fantastic. If you're driving along, people, just turn up your radios, because it really adds to the effect. Yeah, that's definitely the James Bond theme. Thanks, Luke. Are you there?
Yep.
Luke, that's fantastic. Has it got all the greats like Goldfinger on there?
Yeah.
And it's probably got some of those really bad ones that no one remembers.
Like For Your Eyes Only?
Yeah, or Octopussy. What was the theme to that?
What's that?
Octopussy. Did they have a theme?
No, it's not on that one. I think they gave that one the arse.
Yeah, too good. Too good for the album. Okay, thanks, Luke. I think we can go much, much, much daggier than that.
Who's it? Louis Campbell. We've got Michael ready to enter the fray. G'day, Michael.
How are you?
Good, mate. What you got for us?
I've got the Hokey Pokey.
Oh, hang on. Am I familiar with that? I don't think I am. Better refresh my memory, Michael.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh, it's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the forbidden dance of its day, the Hokey Pokey. Are you there, Michael?
I certainly am.
And any idea, have you ever tried the Hokey Pokey yourself? Have you ever followed those musical instructions and had a crack at it?
No, well, I've seen quite a few people try it, though, because when you go to a party and you put it on and everyone goes out and starts doing it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Infectious. Mm. And have you got any idea how you do the safety dance just while we're here?
Well, as a matter of fact, I've got that as well.
I'm not too sure how to do it. All right, thanks, Michael. Let's move on to Greg. Greg, what are you sitting on?
I got Star Trek and By the Firm.
Oh, yes, I think I know how it goes, but let's just hear it anyway.
Okay.
Aren't they searching the universe for intelligence, like intelligent life forms? Is that what they're supposed to be doing?
And that was the firm. That wasn't the same firm that Jimmy Page was in, was it? Was it Gracie? No, it was.
Yeah. I noticed you whipped that off pretty quickly.
Yeah, I know.
In 10 seconds of that and you were done.
Yep.
So where do you keep that?
Bottom drawer.
Bottom drawer?
Yeah.
In case of emergency, is that ever whipped out?
Not really.
Never?
Never.
Is this the first outing?
First outing in a while, actually.
Yeah. All right, then.
Well, it might pay off, but we'll have to check out what Craig's got to offer first. Craig, what have you got?
I've got the Sounds of Bygone Transport.
And what are you doing with that?
Waiting to win a prize.
Well, let's hear a bit, okay.
No.
Sounds of Bygone Transport. Mm. Gee, in Victoria, that'd be an ambulance, wouldn't it?
Oh, I remember the days when there were ambulances on the street. Sounds like the days of bygone household appliances to me. And what is that one, Craig?
That is the paddle steamer called the Medway Queen.
Of course it was. Yeah. Anything else there for us other than a paddle steamer?
It's much the same.
Yeah, that's it, is it?
That's it.
Gracie, we can't put Luke up at the same time, can we? Can you fire up to it? Because I'd love to hear the paddle steamer and James Bond combined. Might be a bit too ambitious, but thanks for that, Craig.
No.
Okay, finally, Donald, what have you got?
Donald.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
That's away. What you got for us?
You're having my baby.
Hey.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's the song title.
By momentary mix-up mayhem here on the segment. But who actually cracked out having my baby? Was it Paul Anka?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear that.
Fire it up.
Yep. Is that at the correct speed there, Donald?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that's Having My Baby, which was a pretty raunchy song in its day.
Mm.
Yeah, what a wonderful way of saying how much I love you, Having My Baby. Is Absolutely. That really the winner today, do you think?
No, I don't think it is. I think we're going for paddle boats, Tone, because I don't care. The guy has told us he's got a record that says Transport of the Bygone Era, and he's fronted up with it. He's come good. It's Craig! Hey, Craig, whack a bit more on for us.
Oh, yeah?
We just want to reminisce. We want to trip down memory lane.
What's track two?
Track two. Hang on, where are we? It's a London tram class E.
Oh, yes, please. Which class?
Class E.
Oh, yes, that was the single off the album, I think. Let's hear a bit of it now.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's got to be the favourite.
Yeah.
Here it comes, stopping all stations.
Craig, do you ever find yourself sending out just heaps of party invitations and having nobody show up?
Yeah, constantly.
Well, it'll be a different story once people know you've got that Sony Discman.
Oh, fabulous. Look
and out. Is that in CD format, that record of yours?
No, unfortunately, it's on vinyl.
Oh, well, there's a pity. There's a pity.
There's recording equipment from a bygone era.
Yes, and also, you've gone into the draw for the Ford Festiva.
Oh, great.
Okay, and we'll be drawing that, I think, next Friday.
Transport Oh, the Future, yeah. Tone.
What a contrast. That's next Friday right here on Martin Molloy. Thanks for playing Radio Gladiators, Craig.
Thank you.
And thanks one and all. People, we ain't finished with you yet. After the news, we'll be talking with Judith Lucy.
This is Martin
To love. Is it Addicted to Love? I think
believe it is.
You and Pete could be having a crack at it together. Get your dial and finger ready. We'll also begin our run-up to the Melbourne Cup. But next, we're moving up on the couch for Judith Lucy. All thanks to Telstra Mobile Net Digital. Second hour, that's Nikki French with Total Eclipse of the Heart, which I happen to know is one of the favourites of our guest today. She's, well, she's a star of stage, screen, and, well, anything as long as it's licensed. It's Judith Lucy. Jude, welcome back. We haven't seen you for a while.
Oh, it's been too long. But can I just correct you and say that it's the Bonnie Tyler version of Eclipse of the Heart for me or nothing?
She's a purist.
Yeah, one of the classics. Now, Jude, you've been, pretty much head down with your live show, King of the Road, with you. Launched on a Melbourne public, and you're taking it around the rest of the big brown land. Now, of course, this involves publicity and coming on programs like this, for example. Have you had any? Because usually you've had a few bad experiences.
I've been on a roller coaster, I'll tell you that now. Kicked off, had a bit of a publicity call at SBS Radio. I've turned up, and it was the French program. I mean, entirely spoken in French.
And is there much French in King of the Road?
Not a great deal, no. Not a great deal, no. And I'm thinking, gee, I hope they do the interview in French, because, you know, I did study it at high school after all. The woman who interviewed me wouldn't have known if I was a sword-swallowing stripper. She has turned to me and she's just gone, so, tell us about the show. And I've thought it's not looking good, so I've actually gone into it in great detail. I've practically done the show, and then I've stopped, and then there's been a pause, and then she's gone, so, tell us some more about the show. And I've thought, hello, Clive James. I thought, you are a gifted interviewer.
And, of course, can I just point out, Judith, you're not a sword-swallowing stripper. You're a sword-swallowing dancer, damn it.
Damn right. Get your facts straight, Froggy.
And you shouldn't be going on a French radio station anyway, should you, Judith?
No,
are you Australian or aren't you?
Well, I know. The whole thing was a complete fiasco. Mm. But, of course,
you'd do anything, wouldn't you? You'd sell your soul to plug your latest junket.
Well,
what are you doing? You're on SBS.
Yeah, first of the idea of
going to SBS for publicity seems like a pretty kind of weird move to me in the first place, Jude.
Okay, it wasn't my idea. Interviewed by some disgusting French woman who couldn't interview a way out of a bloody croissant was certainly not my idea either.
Oh, look, we went on Ernie and Denise to talk about the Bar Jars video, so we know where you're coming from.
Well, I don't think you do, because...
And when we went on, we sent them a clip. We were promoting Bar Just the video, and we contacted them, and we got a call back from their producer going, oh, look, just in regard to the clips and Bar Just, you do realise this is a family show. And I said, yeah, you do realise who's hosting your program, don't you? Andy Sigley. I mean, what, a bit highbrow for him, was it?
But we did play it at the end, and Ernie had a bloody good cack.
He loved it. He had a big cack
there. Yeah.
Hmm.
And so it's a happy ending, I suppose.
Ernie, whoops, is that a bottom sigling?
Now, you've been down to Channel 9 yourself, haven't you?
Oh, I have, and what a bloody treat that was, because I meant to do the midday show, slept through my alarm, missed my flight, and of course they did what anyone would have done. They rung up the publicity people and said, has she got a drug problem? And look,
oh, they've put two and two together,
exactly,
have they?
Exactly.
Missed a flight.
Gotta be. Well, yeah. I don't actually know if you guys know, but missing a flight is actually a bigger high than heroin. Next time a junkie hits you for $50, it's so they can get a cab to the airport and back. I'm telling you that now. But then they've gone, oh, look, if she can find the right gate, we'll get her on a plane. And I thought, well, that's a pretty bloody tall order, because you know how tricky that can be? The way they've got those gates numbered in order, it's gate like, one, gate two, it's so confusing.
Like an IQ test, isn't
exactly.
it? So confusing, you need thinking music.
Mick, a number of times I've just been wandering around the airport for hours. I know I'm meant to be at gate three, but somehow I wind up at McDonald's with, you know, fries in my hand instead of a boarding pass. And then I think, oh my God, I've missed my plane. And then, of course, I get an incredible rush and pass out.
Have you ever done this? How many times have you tried to catch the plane to Perth, got off, and you're in Pakistan? And you're going, oh, hang on a sec. Oh, wrong gate. I'm a duffer. I'll get them next time.
But look, I can't complain, because the number of French grandmothers that ended up coming to King of the Road, the whole experience paid off.
And, of course, Judith Lucy doesn't have a drug problem as far as I know, although I did notice on midday you were offering an awful lot of VCRs if people wanted to phone in, but...
Oh, just shut up.
Hey, you two. Well, let's... we finished with gate one. Can you stick around for gate two, Judith
Lucy? Try and stop me.
Okay, we'll be back with Jude and some juicy showbiz talk in just a moment on Martin Malloy. That's Sophie B. Hawkins as I lay me down here on Martin Malloy, where Judith Lucy's sitting in on the show today. And Jude, it's Melbourne Cup tomorrow. Have you got any tips? Are you going to be there? Are you going to be plastered? What's the story?
Oh, look... Any day that's an excuse for a few drinks is a favourite of mine. Maybe I'll watch the race, or maybe I'll be unconscious by that stage. Who can say?
You might have your own tent, the Judith Lucy tent.
I could do, but it'll just be me and a whole heap of slabs.
Okay. Well, it'll be hard to find, won't it? Now, Jude, I know you're into the showbiz talk. You're always heads down in the magazines. Have you got any juicy stuff for us?
Well, look, I was reading a fascinating interview with Demi Moore the other day.
Oh, yeah.
She was saying, and she actually made reference to the fact that she had a pimple. And she said, look, I've just put the pimple on to convince people that I'm human. And I thought, Demi, not trying hard enough. I thought, if she's serious, how about wetting yourself in public, I thought? Or at least a little period mishap wouldn't go astray.
So let me get, what's she doing? She's put a phony pimple on.
Oh, well, that's what she was pretending.
Is that the new look in Hollywood?
Oh, like, could be.
Is it designer acne?
Nothing would surprise me, Mr. Martin.
Okay.
But then she's gone on to say, to discuss the engagement ring that Bruce gave her, said, look, it was just so incredibly expensive that we don't give each other gifts that we've bought anymore. We only give each other gifts that we've made for each other. And I thought, how lovely to think of Demi and Bruce getting the pipe cleaners and the egg cartons out. Maybe just giving each other the old macrame pot plant holder, I thought. Lovely.
Fighting over the toilet rolls.
Yeah.
That's got to be more. I'm using that.
Nearly, but I was nearly as touched when I read. I don't know if you read this, but did you know that Elvis gave Lisa Marie, when she was 9, a king-size fur-covered bed, complete with overhead mirror, and as the new idea put it, I think, designed specifically for love.
Apparently it does 60 to 80 Ks too on the open road.
He thought of everything, the king. Yeah. That's what I love about him. Always so progressive. Mm. Because bloody hell, you know, when I have a daughter, bang on when she turns 6, she's getting a Barbie doll, a vibrator, and a set of nipple clips. Try and stop me.
You're starting them young, Jude.
I am starting them young.
And, okay, that's the king, and that's Demi.
That's the king.
George Clooney, though.
Oh,
do
lovely
tell.
Little tidbit about him. Yeah. Apparently he's so crazy You're not going to believe this. He's gotten himself a couple of the ER scripts and he's replaced the cover pages with photocopies of his bum.
Is that right?
I thought, steady on, George. But then I got thinking, I thought, I wonder if Larry Olivier got up to those sort of hijinks, you know? Do you reckon he was ever in the middle of doing the alas poor Yorick speech from Hamlet and just dropped his dax and flashed the old brown eye of the grave digger, I wondered?
Well, Joy, I've been in a lot of TV programs that didn't, but probably should have had just a photo of a bum on the front of the script. So, you know, maybe it's editorial comment.
Could be.
He's very popular with the ladies, George Kearney. Sure. So.
Oh, speaking of popular with the ladies, sorry, I have remembered another little tidbit. I was reading, you know that guy Dougie, who's on, was on Echo Point, the pizza guy?
Oh, yeah.
And they were asking him, you know, what's your favourite come online? And he said what he does is he advises ladies to take the weight off their feet because they've been strolling through his mind all day. And I thought to myself, what a lonely old stroll. That would be a lonely, cavernous kind of Grand Canyon kind of yodeling stroll.
Yeah, but you'd have to set a fire so someone could come and rescue you because you were stranded. Dougie, take a stroll with a photocopy your butt and start handing them out Clooney style because that's how to nab the ladies. Am I right?
Are you there?
Yeah, well, what I like, Jude, is you're telling us, oh, I'm busy, oh, I'm doing a show, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and you've got enough time to actually know names of Echo Point characters.
That's a sad indictment of my life.
You don't just know that he's Paul or Bob, but you know that he's the pizza guy, and I admire that you've gone to all that trouble. So thanks for coming in today, Judith.
My pleasure.
On you, Jude.
And King of the Road, it's going around the whole country very soon.
Oh, look, it's going to be in Tasmania, it's going to be in Brisbane, it's going to be everywhere but Perth. But does this go to Perth? So I can just...
Not as yet.
Not as yet, so I can say, Mum and Dad are freaks. There you go.
Thank you, Judith Lucy, King of the Road, George Clooney, Fran, and,
Pizza guy.
Echo Point Watcher here on Martin Malloy. Police, don't stand so close to me here on Martin Malloy. Thanks to Judith Lucy for coming in and just unloading a lot of gossip onto us. And wasn't that a great story about Bruce Willis and Demi Moore? Mm. They only give each other presents that they've made themselves. What, yeah. Christmas must be great round of their place. Hey, Bruce, look what I got you. It's $12 million. Enjoy. But, hey, if you want to have a crack at, well, not $12 million, but you could be in the running for a bit of a car. Listen to this.
Have you ever dreamed of singing a duet with one of the greatest voices of the century? No, I'm not talking about Jose Carreras, Mel Torme, Ray Charles, or David Hasselhoff. It's me, Mr. Copperart, Pete Smith. I believe the children are our future.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Give them a sense of pride.
Simply by calling Martin Malloy and performing a duet with Pete, you can realize that dream and bag yourself a fabulous prize. Firstly, every performer gets the Die Hard prize pack, featuring Die Hard with a Vengeance on home video. You remember Die Hard with a Vengeance? It's the one with Bruce Willis in a singlet. Then, if your duet scores more than 5 out of 10 from our judges, you're in the draw for that brand new Ford Festiva, courtesy of the Ford Australian Open. Today's selection is Addicted to Love, which, by coincidence, just happens to be the title of my new autobiography. Okay, lads, I'll be in my dressing room.
Yes, it's you and Pete in the full Robert Palmer suits and just pretending like you're in one of those raunchy videos. Mm. And there's an evening's entertainment. Absolutely. But, of course, as always, you'll need a pen and paper. Here's the music. Off you go. Go and get the pen and paper.
Come on.
This piece of music and every other on the program is played live by our own producer, Gracie, at the organ in the full Vincent Price get-up.
He's in the phantom mask as we speak.
Oh, I think they've got their pens and paper now, Gracie. Thank you very much, Maestro. And you've got your pen, you've got your paper, and you've got oodles of singing talent. Well, you only need two out of those three to take part in this segment. Call now, 1-800-657-657.
This is Martin Malloy, brought to you
Tony
by...
Tony Martin and Mick Malloy from 4:30.
Mick, congratulations for injecting a bit of culture into the program.
30th
Welcome
night.
Welcome to the Vegas Lounge here at Martin Malloy, the home of Duet with Pete. It's Pete Smith and someone else bashing out a tune. Who's today's somebody else, Mickey? Our would-be Robert Perma is Ryan. How are you, Ryan?
Good, thanks, mate.
That's the way. You're juiced up and ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Now, got the old tight dress on.
All right. Okay. Wasn't called for, but it's good to see you making an effort, Ryan. Now, it's Addicted to Love. It's Pete, and then it's you doing the lines that Pete's not doing. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, okay.
Knock 'em dead, champ. Here we go.
The lights are on.
So you're no home.
Your mind
is not your own.
Your heart sweats.
Your body shakes.
Another kiss
is what it takes.
You can't sleep.
You can't eat.
There's no doubt.
You're in deep.
Your throat is tight.
You can't breathe.
Another kiss
is all you need.
You like to think
that you're immune to the stuff.
Oh yeah.
You say you can't get enough.
It's closer to the truth. You know you're gonna have to face it.
You're addicted to love.
Well, it's a real pity we're not playing Radio Gladiators and that the topic isn't Do You Slice the Loan, but listen, Ryan, have you been rehearsing?
Oh, yeah, I'd not really, I could say that.
Okay, well, listen to this. You've got the Die Hard with a Vengeance prize pack.
No, that's great.
Yeah. You didn't even think you were going to get that, did you?
No, I thought you would hung up on me a while ago.
No, you've got that. That's in the bag, but the judges are just heads down at the moment. And what's the point score, Mickey? You can't eat. You can't sing. That should have been the call. I'm giving you four. I'm giving you four, and I'm giving you an extra one for donning the dress, but that still doesn't push you over the edge, Ryan. Oh, sorry about that, Ryan, but you'll be able to sit around watching Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Excellent.
It's stuff blowing up. It's a bloke in a singlet, and it's Jeremy Irons with a shonky haircut and accent to boot, so it's just hours of fun for you and your family.
Can't wait.
Got you, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan, for playing Duet with Pete. We'll be back with another one in the lounge at the same time tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
Here on this program here. You know it, Martin Malloy. Dana Dawson, three is family, and that's the educational content of today's Martin Malloy. And, Mickey, with all eyes turning towards Melbourne this week because of this big horse race, I thought it might be a good time to take a closer look at the work of one Geoffrey Kennett because, you know, he's a much-loved figure. Has there ever been a state premier as popular as Geoff? Wherever he goes, you'll just see crowds of Victorians mobbing him and shouting his name. Sure, it's usually accompanied by a couple of other words, which I can't use on this program. But whenever he shows up somewhere, you'll just see hundreds of supporters throwing their undies at him. And if they haven't got undies, eggs, bricks, whatever they can get their hands on, because that's the kind of enthusiasm he inspires in the general public. Now, his ambitious plans for Melbourne have got the whole country sitting up and taking notice. And if his ideas work, they could be coming to your town. So let's just run through them. Now, Mick, as you know, I'm a bit of a radio dumb guy. I don't mind admitting that. So correct me if I've read him wrong. But basically, from what I can read, this Melbourne City Link project, it's basically it's a big road that runs right through the middle of Melbourne. You have to use it no matter where you go. And if you try and sneak round it, you're fined or sent to jail. Even if you're just going down the video shop, you have to use the City Link. And to make sure you do, every Victorian car will be fitted with something called a transponder, which automatically subtracts, I don't know, $5 from your bank account every time you start your ignition. Is that basically how it works?
I think you've got it right.
I got it right. Now, this is all happening because Melbourne has a peak hour traffic flow problem. The streets are clogged, apparently. Well, from what I've seen, they're definitely clogged with something other than ambulances. He'd be wasting his time fitting the ambos with transponders. Wouldn't make a cent off them. Now, these transponders, apparently Jeff's got quite a few of them on the drawing board, if the one if the one for the CityLink works. He's going to have one which debits your account if you haven't gone to the casino recently.
Is that right?
Of course, that won't be a problem, because at the rate he's expanding that casino, it'll eventually come to you. And reportedly, there's another transponder which automatically destroys your car if you're thinking of making some anti-gambling TV commercials. Because, as Jeff says, gambling is good. It brings families together. Locked in their cars in the Crown car park for 6, 7, 8 hours at a time. There's another transponder on the way, which automatically finds you if you haven't been to see the latest work from Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Right.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand there's another one which subtracts $100 from your bank account every time you say something totally stupid. And that's why Jeff's had to sell one of the electricity companies for $2 billion. He's just got his monthly statement. Never miss your water. That's Diesel on Martin Malloy. It's springtime, people, and you don't have to be an avid punter to work out that means quality horse racing. And whenever there's quality racing, you can be sure that lots of people are going to be shouting at horses. So join in the fun and make a day of going to the racetrack and yelling your lungs out at some expensive horses ridden by midgets.
Go on, come on, there he goes, go the money.
After the race, why not retire to the bar for a cleansing ale while you work out which horse you're going to shout at next?
I'll have a light beer. And I'll have a heavy.
Great. Which one do you think he's going to get first?
Heavy.
Nah, light.
Heavy. Yeah,
come
heavy.
On, light.
Heavy. Come on, heavy. Go, heavy. Light. Heavy. Go, heavy. Go, heavy. Go, heavy. Light. Go, light. Light.
And there's always plenty to look at with our Fashions on the Field.
The winner of this year's Fashions on the Field is...
The woman in the skimpy miniskirt.
Nah, the one in the stupid hat.
Nah, skimpy miniskirt.
Stupid hat.
Skimpy
miniskirt. Stupid hat. Stupid hat. Stupid hat. Stupid hat. Stupid hat.
Enjoy time-honored traditions like losing your money.
Oh, I'm broke. How are we going to get home?
I might have a 20 left. Let's see.
Nah, you're broke.
I think I've got a 20.
Broke.
20.
Broke.
Come on, 20.
Broke.
20. Broke. Come on, 20. 20.
Oh, no, I'm broke.
Hey.
Looks like you're driving home then.
Oh.
So don't miss out on this year's Spring Carnival, where there's just heaps of non-stop shouting at things.
Could you blow under the berg, please, driver?
I can't, officer. I'm sober.
Truck?
Sober.
Truck?
I'm sober.
Truck.
Come on, sober.
Truck.
Sober.
Truck.
Sober.
Truck.
Sober.
He's sober.
Sober.
He's
sober.
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 He's sober. You're over the limit.
Yes!
Oh.
I'm not going to go to jail, am I?
Could be a fine.
Jail!
Fine!
Jail! Come on, jail!
Fine,
get out, jail!
Fine,
get out,
fine,
jail!
Fine, fine,
yes,
fine,
fine, fine,
thank you, Chris Isaac. Somebody's crying, and, crying in here because it's the end of another Martin Malloy. And Mickey, you've been heads down on the TV page, I notice. Anything we should be watching out for tonight, apart from, obviously, the Frontline repeat?
The Frontline repeat, I'm just having a look at what they've got up against me. Mm. Look at this, Channel 7. There's something called Here Comes the Bride, There Goes the Groom. Mm. Now, let me read to you, Tone. It's the funny and unusual and sometimes disastrous things that can happen on wedding days.
Oh, you mean like... people falling into caves,
yes,
blokes
yes,
all of that.
What do we have to do? You know what I'd love to see? Just a wedding that goes off normally. can someone do a show about that? You know, you get the commentator going, and here they come and look, and watch now as a groom, look, oh, they're looking for the ring, and he's put it on the finger, and absolutely no one fell over.
Can I see that?
So to be. This week on Channel 7, the world's smoothest running weddings.
Normal. It's normal.
Watch as the car arrives on time.
The best man's got the ring. No one fainted.
Oh, fantastic.
What about that?
Laser show.
Is that too much to ask, people? A normal wedding show.
Good ideas and plenty of them right here on Martin Malloy. And can I just mention a letter I've received from Matt Larkin of Daisy Hill, Brisbane. And Matt's a fan like I am of the cut snakes. Mm. You know, the people who write to the paper who are just clearly a bit mad.
A little bit loopy.
He's found a beauty in a Brisbane newspaper. And listen to this for a bit of a cut snake. Mm. The awful creeps in the bands on TV should see Stefan about their hair. He's a very fine hairdresser for the rest of the nation. Also,
they should get better clothes from a thrift shop. The singers do not sing, they yell. And from the faces they make as they sing, it looks as though it hurts. They should also take a look at Simon Gallagher. Short back and sides, well-groomed, and he smiles the whole time he sings. And he can sing. And I think that's actually from Bill Wyman, wrote that letter to the paper. So thanks very much, Bill, and thanks very much, Matty Boy. We've got to get out of here, Mickey, because I know you're keen to get home for a bit of wacky wedding action.
Oh, yeah.
But thanks to our guests today, Judith, Lucy, and all our gladiators. We'll be back tomorrow with our Melbourne Cup edition. No public holiday for us people. We'll be joined by a bloke who knows, well, a lot more about racing than us, one Anthony Morgan. And we'll leave you today with one of the rejected tracks from that CD by Prince Charles. Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Not someone like that appalling Camilla. She looks like an extra from Michael Jackson's Thriller. Mr. Sandman, I don't know what's happened. My wife is sleeping with a rugby captain. When she's not at the gym or receiving a massage, she's having hosepipes stuck up her back passage. With it.